Welcome back, everyone. Another big week on the podcast. We review last week's games. A lot of news to come out of that. We preview this week's games, including the grand final rematch. Can't wait to see that on Thursday night. Got some fresh play on or out of bounds, and Train's not happy with the Adelaide security guards in Stop That.
This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rixeyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.
All right, Tommy, let's get stuck into the podcast, mate.
Welcome back to another episode of Aces Premiership Countdown. Geez, do we have a lot to talk about. We've got the pig in the building. Piggy, how's your weekend, mate? Or how's your week been?
Good, mate. Just been working. Had a reasonably quiet weekend. Had a run around, a practice match for the Port Colts. Played two quarters just to, ease into it a little bit.
Ease into it. How's the rig, mate?
Mate, I'm actually sore.
How's the pelvis? Because I remember my first game back and I was sore around the pelvis.
Well, I had some groin issues at the back end of last year. So once I started building the training over the last few weeks or 6 weeks. I was a bit worried, but I got through all right. I had a run around with the boys last night. I wasn't moving too well, but I'm excited for round one next week. Not sure I'll be any good anymore, but we'll see.
You're a beautiful kick of the footy. Did you find it a bit?
Oh, I got a little bit of the ball. I would like to get more. I would have liked to kick a few more goals, but, always never satisfied. But, enough of me, mate. What have you been up to?
No, stay there. What about the standard of footy? Like, did you find it easier or was it harder to get involved? Because it's not, people aren't putting it on your chest for a switch kick.
Oh, it just says an adjustment of finding out where to go to find the ball. And, the kicking's a little bit different. The skills are a little bit different, but I'm sure at different times I'll find it easier, but didn't find it easy by any means. I hadn't played in a match for a while, so I was definitely blowing. Hopefully I'll get a bit more better as the time goes on.
Quick shout out to one of the boys you played with. Who was best on?
Oh, JT, our captain coach, was pretty good. He's just a bull in the midfield. A bit like Scotty West, just gets it in and handballs and gets a little ball. So shout out to JT.
JT, if you're captaining and coach, you just love footy, don't you? He just must be there. He'd be first one there, last to leave.
Fit as a fiddle too. He has air locker in Port Melbourne. I've been trying to get there at 5 o'clock in the morning before work. And he gets to the gym at 4, does his legs and then goes to the air locker and then goes to work all day. He's an absolute freak.
What a machine.
Yeah, and then goes to training. He's got a young kid as well, so I don't know how he does it. I wish I had that kind of motivation, but he's a freak. And looking forward to running out with the boys in about 10 days' time.
Oh, 10 days. We'll need some footage of that. The pig running out after a pre-season of just drinking piss and no training, no pre-season.
The Port Melbourne Bowls Club, all the old blokes down there getting a 52-seat bus. I reckon there'll only be 10 on it. But, they're going down there at Chelsea Heights in, as I said, 10 days' time. What have you been up to, mate? Nothing, mate. I don't want to talk about that.
Not much. I was a bit flat. Did me Mark Harvey, the other week. Just trying to get back into the fitness and then bang, the right calf. So, good one. Normally, my left one causes
that's
a lot
old
of
man injury.
That's what everyone's saying. I'm not old. I mean, I'm starting to get a couple of little greys on the side, but that's not old. It was pretty I kind of jinxed myself. I caught up with the Freo boys. They're staying near my house and went up to a cafe, really good mates with Stocko, the physio, got him to come and hang out. And we all having a chat. And then he went back to work because he had to get back to the massage and physio appointments for the Freo boys before they take on North. And I was with Alex Pierce, Matty Tabanar and Griffin Logue, good mate. And I just started getting into it. I said, you boys still need an offside winger. I'd still run all you blokes to death. You're all a bunch of, getting stuck into them. And they go, train, you'd break down, you're useless. Like we're having a bit of a laugh. And I told them, I have never broken down since finishing. I've never done a calf, haven't even done a calf raise since I finished. I've gone straight into 1 hour to do me little quick treadmill and weight session. And bang, halfway through it, I felt like a a little sharp, a pretty sharp, sharp pain in my car. I had to stop and limp. I actually limped out of there. So yeah, mate, that's pretty much it. I watched a lot of footy. Went to the Freo game. Watched a fair bit of footy and. A couple of one leg multis that went down actually. I watched a lot of footy this weekend.
Well, watching enough footy, mate, you'll be right into the tips this week. You'll be giving us some good intel.
I've got a lot of tips. I got me multi wrong a little bit, got a bit sucked into the goal kickers, but we'll get stuck into that. But mate, before we get right into one of my favorite segments, play on or out of bounds that you've created for this show, a couple of big stories this week. Peter Wright, the bump. Did you watch it? What did you think of it as a bloke that just come out of the game? What did you think? Four weeks is a big whack.
Initially, I thought with what's been happening over the last 6 months, I think, or 12 months, I thought bad, he's going to get a fair few weeks. And then I started to think about it a little bit more. 10 years ago, I don't think he's even getting a week. Mm. 20 years ago, he's probably getting lauded by the opposition and his teammates. I think that's the time we're in now is these hits, especially to the head, they're going to take them really seriously. And I don't know if it's right. I think it gets to a point where I said it straight away when I saw it. If he stuck his fist out and tried to spoil that, which I think he had the opportunity to do and the impact was the same, but he tried to punch the ball, I don't think he's getting a week. Mm. The fact he went, protected himself, which is a, split second natural instinct that you do to try and make sure you don't get hurt and you're going to get hit. He's bumped him in the head and he's got his whack. But I think if he stuck his fist out to spoil it, he's not getting anything. I don't like it because as a player, you don't want to actually pull out of those contests. And I think now we're going to see players pulling out. You're going to see someone go, hey, I could flog him here or I could get a real spoiler.
Like at training. You know when you're training, you go, pull up.
Yeah, it's my teammate. You pull yourself up, you stop your weight. I reckon we're going to start seeing that in the AFL now purely because one contest on the footy field is okay to miss rather than copping 4 weeks or 5 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it is, out playing and, trying to win games. Mate,
Peter Wright, he's so important for the club. It's a month out of footy. And also, let's just flip Cunningham. A lot of courage shown.
That's
almost suicide going back. But it was a very unfortunate situation. It was as close to 50-50 as the ball dropping right in the middle of him, as you'll see. The only thing Peter Wright didn't do is probably put his arms out to take the mark. He just kind of turned.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at his eyes. His eyes never really did. Your eyes normally would go off the ball and you'd look at the guy. He kept his eyes relatively straight at the ball.
Yeah.
Just his body turned.
In my opinion, I don't think he could have done much more apart from try to spoil or go the ball. I don't think he had malice in his contact towards Cunningham. Mm. It's just a freak footy accident. And as I said, 10 years ago, I don't think you're getting anything. Now we're just in a different age. Trying to protect the head. Obviously, the Maynard one was Brayshaw last year and, we've seen the impact that's had on him. I understand why they're taking it seriously, but don't be surprised if we start seeing people act a little bit differently and shirk a few of those contests out in the field.
And The big duck, he wasn't happy with it. Wayne Carey was going off.
He reckons he's not going to watch footy anymore or something.
The big duck will be watching footy. But it was, like you said, a few years ago or 10, 20 years ago, that's play on and a great contest. But times have changed. We're looking after the head. I thought I'd get your opinion on that. What about out of bounds? We're going to get to the favourite segment soon, play on or out of bounds. But gee whiz, I got a funny story. I had a mate on the weekend take the unders. And Jack Higgins has kicked one of the best goals I've ever seen out of bounds and take him out. I think that was one of the last goals, or it might have been a little bit of a momentum shifter. But that was what come back and knocked him out, and he couldn't believe it. And I was kind of trying not to laugh. But it was one of the best goals, and two, I don't want to whack umpires. I've actually been a boundary umpire growing up. You wouldn't believe it. That's how that was the first bit of cash that I earned down at Riddles Creek, the RDFL, and didn't do a great job either. It's not as easy as people think, but in this case, I think from memory, there's two boundary umpires and even a field umpire staring at Higo kicking blind about 13 metres over the boundary line.
The umpire did everything right. I saw the footage, obviously we all did, but he was in the perfect position. So, mate, I'm saying he could have made the right call. I don't know. But I saw this thing on Instagram or whatever it was, and the line said it was in bounds. And the umpire was right in the right position. So Let's back him in.
Well, does it go down as goal of the year, even though it's out of bed? Because he's a chance to win goal of the year, even though it shouldn't have been a goal.
That's a great question because I don't think it will, because they'll be like, oh, there's the asterisk next to it. Could have been out of hands. Jake Melksham actually kicked, I'm saying, nearly the exact same goal. I can't remember who it was against. We were playing for Essendon at the time, and it was at Etihad, and it was out by a foot, and it was a pearler of a goal. But, like, you know, they played it as well, same as Jack Higgins. Really? So we might be able to find that footage somewhere.
I'll be able to find it for sure.
Anyway, it was a cracking goal, and I loved his celebration. He was nodding like he was the absolute king.
He is the king.
Sitting there having some chips and a pot in the bloody stands. But
I've got to get his quote up about Craig Williams, because it was up there. I've got to find it because it was gold. But there was another one with Langford as well, and I saw St Kilda. St Kilda were pretty funny. I'm loving the social media activity from clubs. Staying inside the boundary is overrated. Handshake at Essendon. And there was Langford's mark against Sydney, and he was about 3 metres out of bounds.
That one, I can confidently say, he was out.
Oh, it's good. The social media these days, you really have to get going, because what the GWS Giants, Jacob's done, and all these other clubs, they're doing some very funny things, and I love it.
And I like that they're not being safe anymore. They're interacting with the other clubs. They're taking the piss out of each other or the other clubs. There's a little bit of banter going on. It's good content for blokes like us and the general punter. I don't know. I wasn't the umpire. I wasn't there on the spot, but yeah, it was a good goal nonetheless.
Righto, well, that's enough news from us. We're not here for the newsroom. We're here for a bit of fun. Play on or out of bounds, I want to say a huge shout out to everyone that got around me Instagram during the week. We'll probably clean that up and put all of that on Spotify. So everyone listening, can you just go to the comment section? I think you can just comment on the podcast and write in the newest episode, which you're listening to right now, your best play on or out of bounds, if you want to reference that, and give us some suggestions. And also some other ideas and feedback from the podcast. We want it to all go on Spotify. We're going to locate everything there so that me and P can read that every week, and we can read out the best ones. And do we have a few good ones at the moment? So, P, what have you got for us to play on or out of bounds?
Well, we've got a few, and I'll just run through. This is a great segment, because we've been getting a fair few. I'll read a few out because there's some crook units in there that are listening to the pod. But we've got from Arch_Allen, doing a shit on your friend's front door. Oh. Archie Allen, what is wrong with you, mate? Archie, you can't be doing a Boris on your mate's front door.
What's he doing? That is
horrific. So anyway, we won't go into that too much. We obviously know that's out of bounds. T_Burnett, washing your hands after you take a piss. Now, T, after I said I pissed in the pool last week, I'm not going to be stupid enough to say I don't wash my hands as well, but I do wash my hands. I think you got to wash your hands before and after. That's just me. You don't know where your hands have been. You know where the old fella's been. So anyway, we'll get stuck into this one, and this is from Slick.34.
Big Slick.
If your mate doesn't want an item, so you take it off his hands but then sell it.
Ooh.
Now, Tommy, I'll pander you on this one, because I know a few blokes. I've got a few mates, close mates of mine, that I reckon they've either done this or would definitely do it. But
I'm not having a garage sale. I've just got a couple of things around the house, and I go, hey, mate, would you like this? And you say, yeah, mate, I would. And then I catch you selling it on eBay. Yeah. That's the scenario here.
Yeah, hey, mate, I've got a spare pair of runners, brand new. He's, you know, sponsored by Adidas. Yeah, do you want these runners? Yeah, mate, I'd love them. And then you find out he's flogging off on eBay.
That is out of bounds, man. That is shocking. And I have a feeling one of your teammates may have done this. Well, is there someone that's done this?
No, I don't know anyone. I don't know if he's done it, but I know the old, you know, Jakey Melksham, his best mate. Yeah, we know he would say he's thrifty.
Is that what they call him?
Thrifty. I reckon he would say, you know what, at the Essendon days, Dyson Heppel was pretty thrifty himself. Oh. He used to do the old, he had the lunches, the chef would cook the lunches and that, and he would get the chef to doggy bag him up, and he'd take him home. He would do it whole week.
Unbelievable. Can't be doing the doggy bag as an AFL player, especially a premium one. Are you serious?
Oh, early days. I'm sure he probably still does it, but they call it smart. They don't call it tight.
It probably is smart, but who can be bothered eating leftovers every night and same meal? That's out of bounds, isn't it?
Anyway, I think No, it's out of bounds. You can't be selling your mate's gear. If they're enough to give you something.
You just reminded me of someone, actually. I'm going to read him out. I shouldn't be doing this. He's been a great guest of the podcast, and I caught him out red-handed last year, and it was actually because of the Aces. They messaged me. Elliot Loney's been on the podcast, right? And you can answer this because I was unsure of what to say. And as you come on the podcast, you receive a gift from our great friends at Milwaukee Tools. And at the time, they had the big care packages. I think they were valued about $1,000, these tools. Now, Elliot probably goes in the same basket as me, not very handy at all. But about 6 months after being on the podcast, he went on social media and said, I'm doing a little clean out. Would anyone want this DM for a price? And he flipped up the gift bag from Milwaukee. And I had about 20 Loney, bucks going, Loney's dogged you, man. He's getting rid of the Milwaukee. And I'm going, oh, what do I do?
At least he hung on to it for 6 months. If you get rid of it the next week, I don't know. That's still out of bounds for me, but... Oh,
he would have made some cash. I should hit him up and see if he made any cash. Yeah, I'm sure he would. The best in the business.
Ask for a little kick, mate.
Nothing but heavy duty. No, my friend's at Milwaukee. I said, give it back and we'll give it to the pig when he comes on.
Yeah, I need it at the moment.
That's funny. I couldn't do it, so I'm going to say out of bounds.
Yeah. Oh, so keep writing them in. We're getting some crackers. We'll put them on the socials, but this is a good segment. We've got plenty of our own. If we're running low, we've got a few up our sleeve. Train
some filthy ones there.
Some dirty just ones. We're trying to stay clean here and stay a bit PG on the Aces pod. But keep writing them in because we love it and we love debating it here.
There were a couple other ones there. Sean Riley, he had a great one about sledging. We're going to hold on to that, Shawnee. I don't want to dismiss you. And Campbell Soup one, finding the wallet in a nightclub, taking the cash and handing the wallet in. Play on or out of bounds? I thought we'd just bring that one up here because I've had a few people at CAFA, I was having a coffee this week and I brought that one up and it was everyone kind of lent the same way I'm thinking. What do you think?
I think you do the noble thing and you keep the cash in the wallet. You do the right thing. Good karma's going to come your way and you leave the cash in there. Unless you're at a nightclub and you're strapping for a dollar, but you want to keep kicking on for a couple of hours, you might have lost your wallet. You don't know the story here, Train. Who knows?
And you might be on Campbell's Soup every night. You might need the cash because you've done your ass. So I reckon you're right. That's out of bounds. But some great ones.
Yeah.
This segment you've created, I love it.
Yeah, it's good. It's friends, family, whoever listens to the pod, they keep. Oh, my brother sent some feral ones in. I won't go into them here, but tone it down a bit, Libbo. Like we're talking to a lot of people here. We'll move on, mate. You've got the
time
tips
for the Aces
leaderboard.
Tipping leaderboard. But again, I want to reiterate, get on Spotify, type in your play on or out of bounds scenarios and anything else that you love from the pig and myself, and we will always read out the best. Now, Aces tipping leaderboard. We have some leaders. It's been a great week. I must say, my old girl, Jenny, she's slid down a fourth. And the reason is because she tipped North Melbourne. I go, what are you doing? Anyway, she's still coming fourth.
Jenny from the block.
But the leaderboard, we have Cohen, we have Ronan is a gunner, and the Big Fish all on top. They all tipped 7 last week, and they are currently on 18. So well done to you three. Early days, so we won't get too carried away. Pig, how many did you get?
I got 6 from 8, mate. So I'm middle of the pack. I think I'm about 390th or something. But as you said, early days, I plan on I might have a few roughies this week. We'll find out very soon.
We're starting to feel the clubs. I'm on 14, sitting 224. Had a stinker, as you knew, last week. But tip 7 from 8. So feeling warm and going all right. But what I will say is, when it comes to the Tommy's tips last week, I was a little bit off, and I wasn't off actually. If you spoke to me about every game, I was on. I just didn't put together the pieces of the puzzle, and I'll talk about. We're going to review it. So what I went with was Fremantle to win, Sarong 30, and I thought Amos would be too strong. I thought their forward line would fire up, which in the end, a lot of midfield goals. Amos 1 goal 3 needed 3. Then I took Marshall. I thought Marshall would have a big game. Took him for 2. He kicked 4. So I've left a bit of meat on the bone, a bit like you did with Fridge. And then my last leg, Toby Green for 3. He actually doesn't have to do much at the moment. He's just he's cruising. He's having his 15, setting up a few, and the boys are flying. But, no real value for Toby. So I'll wait till the bookies give me a bit of juice to that one. But very stiff, considering West Coast are playing the Giants. I thought it would be a you know, a BYO. Yeah, so, mate, very unlucky, but close. All those teams won. That's why I lent to those teams, and I'll get it right. What about you, mate? You were one leg short, and it was a bit of a bad beat.
So I had the three-game multi. So I first game, tick, 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 I had the Freo. I think Luke Ryan, 20, Treacy to get a goal. Freo to the win. Then Melbourne to win. Jack Viney for 20, Bailey Fritch for 2, and I think he kicked 5. He could have kicked about 7. So I left a bit of meat on the bone, as you said there. Then Sydney to win, Papley goal, Stringer goal, so I'm going into Saturday night watching this last game, thinking I'm home. I forgot about the row bottom. Half time, 2 touches.
Why row bottom? I mean, he's a great player, but possessions, you could have picked anyone.
Yeah, so there's, 15 touches, and I've been watching a bit of the Sydney game, and he's been starting in the midfield a bit, obviously without Adams. Adams hasn't played there, but without Mills and Parker, he's been starting in the midfield quite a bit, you know, centre bounces. I thought if you're around the ball, and he's been going quite well. I think he had 15 both times prior to that. You know, cool, great player.
You watch, he'll come out and have 25.
And when
this week.
I saw at half time that he had 2 touches, I thought, oh, that poor bloke got knocked out. I thought it was him. It's Cunningham.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I thought I was going. But stiff, mate. But I will take the positives. It's the most positive result in the Pigs parlay so far. I was just shy. You got 10 touches in the end. But I'm looking forward to finally getting one this week.
We'll get one. I had a 14 buck winner, so I've got 14 weeks up my sleeve, but I want him every week. And your one was, I really wanted you to get that. And he had 8 in the second half. He just needed to have a better start. But I tell you the positive. We're back, baby. Oh, 1 from 12. Let's go.
Stop it.
The 12-week challenge. Let's go. Play the music, Brado. Let's celebrate. 160 in the account. This doesn't feel like anything, does it?
It doesn't matter. It's 1 week down. 1 week down. We've got 11 to go. And you know what? We're feeling good about ourselves. We're feeling confident.
I'll tell you, I'm feeling good. You put it on me, and I was carrying the boys. Tommy's tips was gone, I thought, I've got to get Sunday, the graveyard shift. Got to get the boys over. And I remember being very hungover and watching Richmond play very well in the first half. Yes. And I went, oh, no, Pig's going to get into me.
Yeah, I would have too.
And then I fell asleep, woke up, they're up by 30. So, I thought that, I backported into be top 4 this year. And the Giants, look, we take $1.06. We should have taken the 25 plus, 40 plus. We got to be conservative.
Could have, should have, would have. That's the thing. We've got to take the $1.60 every week and just do our thing.
So there's your punters club review. The multi's no good, but I reckon we're seeing them pretty well. And our 12-week challenge is well and truly alive. We're one down, and we're going to go for 2 this weekend. We'll talk about that later on. Righto, it's time for the Rick's eye-catching moments, and there's been a few, so let's put them on, Pig.
Righto, the Rick's eye-catching moment. And did I see online the Rick's sale at the moment?
Oh, yes.
65% off. You're giving them away, big fella.
Up to 65%. A little cheeky little slogan.
Suitcase
there
with them here. I'll start paying cash. That's crazy.
We only do it 2 or 3 times a year, but up to 65% off. Happy Easter, everyone. Only for a few days. So make sure you head to rickseyewear.com.au. Righto, Pig, what has been an eye-catching moment for you last week? Or this week?
Oh, mate, and it was probably publicised quite well, but that Adelaide streaker, don't know if you saw it.
Yes, I did.
So Friday he's night. Ran on in the middle of the game, which is eye-catching in itself, and jumped in the middle of the play. I've seen streakers in my time, after goals, the ball's about to be ball up, but not jump in the middle of the play. And we lured Benny Keys absolutely.
Oh, Keezy, well done, mate. We needed some leadership out in the ground.
He's just grabbed him and thrown him to the deck like a rag doll. It was a bit of Andy Simmons or Simons or whatever from the cricket, the hip and shoulder. He didn't quite do that, but he got him to the deck. And our man, Matty Crouch, had his opportunity.
Crouch, what's he doing? he's a baller, Crouch.
He grabbed him. He's a bit timid.
The Crouch man held him like I used to hold on to me tackles. It's just draped like
tissue paper, Crouchy.
They're all reach tackle. He had his time. He had his moment to really sink into that bloke, and he missed it. Benny Keys saw the opportunity, threw him down. So well done, Keyes, on that. But I'll just talk about Jezza Cameron too. Having the nous in the middle of a game to be able to go, cool, holding the ball. He is a character. I follow some of his stuff on the socials as well, but that was funny. So that was my eye-catching moment, and it was a cracker. Well done to Benny Keyes again, and that bloke that ran on the ground, what a goose. I hope you get a life ban, because you can't be running on the middle of the game and interrupting what could have been a goal to any of the teams. And if I was your mate, I'd give you a clip round the ear. So
I love it. Well, geez, he's got the KPI construction. Stop that out early, yes. Old piggy. And by the way, just on KPI construction, have a look at the new sign. We've got the new sign for the boys. That'll be coming out later. Very well said, and huge shout out to Keezy. Very well, gentle. Keezy. You know, he didn't want to get in trouble. No, just put him to the ground. Thing. So the security guards could jump on. Geez, do I have something for the security guards later on? You know, I want to talk about KPI. Leave that alone. I reckon the train can handle that one later. You know what was eye-catching for me this week? It was game three of the NBL. I know we love our AFL, but game three of the NBL, you don't see buzzer beaters from half court like it. And for Tasmania, we talked about Tasmania last week and how much you love their jumper, and we're talking about how they're going to put and we're going to put a roof on the stadium, and now they've already got a million members signed up, and all of a sudden now they're about to go into a home final, game four, and potentially get their first NBL title if they can hold on. All because of this shot from half court in the dying stages. And it was off a turnover from our man Daly. But, mate, that caught my eye. That was inspirational. If you're a Tassie man growing up, you probably love your footy, but you must be loving your basketball as well. I love those moments. I'm obviously a Melbourne man, so you don't love it too much, but you love sport for those moments. There's not many of them, and you've got to celebrate them. So that was a huge Rick's eye-catching moment for me.
That was huge. And I think what started was the bloke that jumped to save the ball, keep it alive, and end up passing it to the guy that shot from half court. That was amazing. And just on the Tassie Jack Jumpers.
Jack Jumpers.
Robbie Kearns, bloke I'm working with at the moment, legend of the Storm. He went down to Tassie a few weeks ago and said the atmosphere at that stadium where they're playing basketball, he goes, I couldn't believe how amazing it was. So they're building something down there. So can only imagine if the basketball's going that well, that the footy in 4 years' time is just going to be absolutely flying. So
well, Jack McVay, you caught my eye this week. Congratulations to you and your team. Good luck to everyone still playing. I hope that Melbourne can get the chocolates, obviously being Melbourne born and bred, but all the best to the Tassie Jack Jumpers, because what an exciting series that's been. It doesn't get any better than those half-court shots, Piggy. Righto, Pig, let's get into our predictions, game previews, and our tips broken down. We're going to do a little bit differently. We're not here trying to be, analyst of the game. We give our tips. We obviously give our best tips on a Saturday morning on social media. And we'll tell everyone who we're going to go for. But I'm going to break it down weekly now. Let's just focus on the blockbusters. Yep. And do you want to talk about the blockbusters? Let's start with the grand final rematch, Brisbane hosting the Pies. I've just seen the teams. They've come out as we record this podcast, and I can see that Oleg Markov has been omitted and still side-bottom managed. In comes John Noble and Will Hoskin-Elliott. And then for Brisbane, Jack Payne, Lockie Neal, Darcy Fort in. Out goes Darcy Gardner omitted, Jared Lyons omitted, and Connor McKenna injured. So a little bit of movement there.
Yeah.
This game's big. Both teams haven't won a game yet.
0-2 and 0-3, and I think the premiers from last year and to go 0-3 has only happened 5 times in the history.
Wow.
Yeah, that is nuts. I can't see whoever loses this week, I can't see them making top four, which is pretty hard to win the flag. Like, think about the statistics around that. But what's going on with Collingwood? Like, I don't know. Like, Have you seen Space Jam?
I can't remember exactly the detail of it, but I have watched it.
Then, because all I'm thinking, the only logical thing after what they did last year is someone's taken their talent.
I remember that bit.
You know, you got your Darcy Moore's Charles Barkley. No. DeGoey's Muggsy Bogues. And then, spoiler alert, they get their talent back. But what's going on? Like, they've been nowhere. Like, they just aren't playing on instinct. They've got no confidence. And, I don't know. I've got Brisbane winning up there. Obviously, they've had a week to refresh. And I feel like, you know, iron out a few of the kinks and stuff that's been going on. And I've got Brisbane winning. Obviously, we've spoke about it the last few weeks where if a team, we're not too sure, which I'm not too sure on this game, don't think Brisbane are going to walk away with it. We're going to go the home team, and that's where I'm going with it.
Like it. I reckon I've been watching a lot of footy to start the year. Obviously, we're talking about it a lot. It's our job to watch it, but the Pies are turning the ball over in the corridor. Something shocking. Like, we used to get crucified if we just kicked a ridiculous 45. And I reckon I've seen that many times where they just wheel and just wallop it through the guts. And you know it's coming back with GST if you turn it over there. And I reckon I've seen that so many times. I keep saying McStay and Murphy out completely changes your lineup.
Yep.
And we saw them tag Dacos last week. You know, he is human. You can tag him. I've always said, I don't know why people don't tag all these superstars more often. I don't know whether Brisbane will tag, if they'll just go head to head. You don't know, but they take Dacos out. You just let them kick it through the corridor and then slice them on turnover is what teams I feel like have been doing. But Brisbane at home, traditionally, I think we could go through the stats of the last 2 years, rarely lose. The fact it's up in the Gabba, I'm very confident that they'll get it done. But this is going to be, I reckon this will be a blockbuster. Like, this could be a kick, you know what I mean? Because teams will be, it'll be a full-on final. There'll be bodies flying because they know how important. You can't go 0-3 or 0-4.
No, it's a perfect Thursday night blockbuster. Dead set, grand final rematch. 0-3, 0-2. You couldn't have scripted it apart from being 2-0 and 3-0.
Yeah.
But as you spoke about Dacos and being tagged, like, I feel like last year they were throwing him a half back. I think they're just so bullish on him being around the ball a bit more now. If he was getting tagged last year, they're throwing him a half back. They're throwing him a half forward at different times. So they need to be a bit more flexible with where they put him if he does get tagged this week.
Yeah, well said. You're right. And they've been sticking with him. Hey, Dacos is a star, and because of it was his 50th game last week, and probably, you know, numbers-wise, a little bit down, he got tagged.
24, though.
Yeah, 24. Still a career high for me myself. he's going to be ready to go. I can't wait. This is the blockbuster that we all want on a Thursday night. So a little tip from you and I'll start. I reckon someone like a Hipwood for two is probably where I'm leaning. I reckon a lot of attention on Charlie, a lot of attention on Joey, you know, Moore, Maynard. And then you got Hipwood. I reckon someone like him can kick two. So that's who I really like that kind of match up for me.
I'm tipping DeGoey to just bounce back and have 25-1. There you go.
Nice. Yep. Maybe we do a little pig train parlay privately, and anyone listening, have a go. Righto. Next game, we're gonna fly through these. So you're tipping Brisbane. I'm tipping Brisbane. We're gonna go to the Good Friday game. North Melbourne taking on the Blues. The Blues had a little spell last week. I'm just gonna tip the Blues and move on here.
Yeah, no, I'm tipping the Blues as well. Pretty self-explanatory, I think. North have been all right, but Blues.
Next game, which I think will be a close one. It's one of our four we want to dissect. Fremantle at home taking on Adelaide. So Freo have won two straight, but they've started horrifically. I've watched two games now where they've had four goals kicked in a row pretty much against them, and then they've just found a way to dig deep. Luke Jackson's on fire.
Yep.
But you're coming up against Adelaide, who 0-2, and no one expected that. Nixie just got a 2-year deal. Congratulations to Nixie. They played really well against Geelong last week, but they butchered the ball, like absolutely murdered it inside 50, which you can clean up quite quickly. Like when you watch Vision, you can just go hit the easy one, boys. I don't want it. If I see someone kick it over Texas head when he's on a lead, you're not playing next week. So I reckon they'll be I honestly reckon this is a danger game for Freo.
I like this game as well. Cracker and Freo have started real slow, but Adelaide kind of have as well in both games they've played. So whoever starts well will have the upper hand. I'm going Freo. I think with Adelaide is, as you said, they butchered the ball, but some of their mids who are stars, like Lairdy, two-time All-Australian star, and Crouch, who's in the midfield as well, who's been getting a shitload of the ball, they need to be a bit more damaging by foot. Dawson's probably the one at the moment who's going through the midfield and being a bit more damaging with his, you know, he's got a nice left leg. So if those guys can be a bit more aggressive and take the ball forward rather than trying to get handballs and get accumulate the ball all the time, it'll probably help their scoring. So I've got Freo. Love what Jacko's doing. Sarong's having such a good year. I just think they'll be too good at home.
Love it. I'll be tipping Freo. I've got to stick with them while they're undefeated. Essendon Saints. Big game this. Who are you tipping?
Yeah, good game. We'll get through this straight away, but I'm going the Saints. They were good last
no
week.
King.
Doesn't
no
matter.
Right, no King.
No right, no King. There you go. This could be a song. I'm going the Saints. They were good last week.
D's Port. I want to talk about this one a little bit longer than normal, but you are very bullish on the D's still. Now, Port Adelaide, $1.47 here on my phone, which means everyone, the bookies think they're firm favourites. Why do you think the D's can win this? Because we've had an argument about our lock that I want to just lock down on Port, but it's very hard to lock down Port when they're playing, Piggy's old team. No, May. Lever looks very ginger. I don't know what he's done this week, but it did not look good. And when those two aren't playing, I get a bit worried because it's a system down there, and you know the system better than anyone. And Port, they structure up very well against most teams with their height, their midfield, their crafty forwards. I like Port to be top four this year. So at home, talk about flip of the coin.
Yep.
I feel like this is the best value for a punter out there this week.
I understand. I just can't put them as a lock because I know how good Melbourne can be. They've won their last two games by an average of 50 points. Yeah, you can say they played the Dogs and they played Hawthorn, but the Dogs just flogged Gold Coast on the weekend. So I'm bullish on them still. They had a bit of a blip in round one. You're right against them. And
no, not
I just
against
can't.
Them. Maisie scares me. If Maisie's playing, I'm not saying this at all. I'm saying it's a flip of the coin and I'll lean to the home team. But because Maisie's there, he's the man. He literally just locks down their key four.
Yeah.
So Dixon and Marshall, there's a lot of work to be done down there.
Yeah, you got Dixon, Marshall, Finlayson. I feel like we can cover it down back. You're never going to get a Stephen May. You're never going to get a Jake Lever. You know, they're unicorns. They're stars. So they are hard to, replace. But I feel like if they bring Tomlinson in, not sure if they will, or they play Petty down back, like
then you lose your forward line.
You do a little bit. But you have a different look down forward. Sometimes these things work. So I just think it's a real battle of the midfields. If I'm going to tip Melbourne, but I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if Port won. I just can't let you convince me to put Port as the lock.
Okay.
So
I'm
tipping Melbourne. I just think, it's been a big week, big couple of weeks, and they're galvanising as a group. And the last 2 weeks have been very positive, and I think they're going to get up just.
Big game. Third v. fourth at the moment, so it should be another cracker.
Travelling up there for the week as well because they're playing Adelaide the following week.
A bit of golf for the boys, I'd imagine.
Yeah, Maisie loves his golf, but he's got broken ribs and a vertebrae, so I don't think he's pretty wrapped up.
When he went down, I knew he was in pain because he's tough as nails, and I thought, that doesn't look good. So, Maisie, hope you're going all right, big fella. We'll keep going through. I'm going to tip Port home team advantage there. Dogs taking on the Eagles. Wow, there's an absolute lock. This one's at Marvel.
That's one of our locks.
Dogs love Marvel, and they look slick last week. Let's not talk too much about this game, but, I reckon that one we're both tipping.
That's our lock.
The Tiggies taking on the Swans at the MCG. The Swannies $1.32. A little bit of value there.
Is this our lock? I feel like this is in our locks as well.
I have to think so. I mean, why? Yeah. There's no one out. The Tigers
they're going well. That's our lock as well. Sydney, both of us.
Yeah, and then we go to the big game Easter Monday. We have Hawks taking on the Cats. Cats $1.36. Now, I know what you're going to say. Cats are a lock, but hear me out here. I was a little bit concerned with the amount of entries that were coming Geelong's way. Stewart. Unbelievable player. Hawthorn, very poor, but something about playing at the G, this big game, this rivalry, I don't think it's going to be an easy game, this one. I know I'm going to tip Geelong, but I'm just saying when we get to these locks, these are the ones that can undo you and the value at $1.36, it's still a little bit juicy. You could put Sydney into Geelong. What do you think?
Well, you talked about you're worried they got too many entries scored against them. Well, Hawthorn had 50 marks last week in the first quarter, over 50 marks, which I think hasn't happened in 20 years or something, and scored 1 point. So the ball's not coming in there a lot. Like, they're chipping it around. They're going to play a little bit differently last week because whatever they did against us, against Melbourne, they tried to avoid May and Lever. They didn't want to kick long down the line. They're going to try avoid Stewart because he's on fire at the moment. I just think, you know, Dangerfield's out. Atkins comes in. Atkins is a star, very underrated in the competition. So, you know, no one's Patrick Dangerfield, but I feel like that's, you know, I think Duncan comes back as well. Get a few stars back. Geelong are going quite well. They're going good enough. As you said, they're just going, but Hawthorn aren't going at all. So I've got the Cats winning. I've got them winning by about 3 goals. So, right. Yeah, I want them as a lock. I'm not sure where you sit with it. We've got to get our
$1. I reckon 60. We take Sydney, Dogs, and Geelong.
Yep. Done. They're
and
our
it'll
three.
Give us more than $1.60.
I think it'll be $1.67. I might have looked at it today. So
yeah.
And that'll be us two down, mate. 10 to go.
That's another all weekend job. We've got to wait for that.
That's all right. That's
would you squeeze right. in, would you consider, and this is just me putting this here, but would you consider Brisbane to win into Sydney?
No.
Brisbane at home?
Brisbane, mate. They're going. No good. Let's not mess
Lachie
around.
Lachie Neal comes back in. Groundlow medalist.
Yeah, he played the round one and they stunk.
Yeah, but they're going to respond. The boys have been copping it on the track.
I know. We've thought.
Oh,
that,
I'll stay out of it. Yes. But they're $1.34 Brisbane. So it's the exact same price.
Throw that in your own multi, mate. We're sticking to the last three locks that we said.
Like didn't want to put Carlton in there.
That's a danger game. I don't know. Like I want $1.13, man. Right, no.
All right, we're going to lock in. We can't take Port because you don't. We're going to lock in Sydney into Geelong, and that's going to be $1.70.
And Dogs, just to add it a bit.
Dogs. They're not losing. All right, there you go. There are locks. Everyone following at home. We're going to go 2 from 12 and get closer to this 25K or 28K pot, 12-week challenge. Speaking about 12-week challenge, I need to get myself back in the gym. I'm looking very skinny and lean. Righto, let's close it with our favourite segment, our KPI construction. Stop that. Do we have some stop that's this week? We have a brand new sign. So huge shout out to our boys, KPI Construction. We appreciate the sign you gave us. It was too big. So we've got ourselves one online. Good. So huge shout out to you and Callot who organised this one. Righto, Piggy, you can start, mate, because you've got something that's just kind of picking apart your brain and you're a bit angry about it. So put the sign down and put it up once you're finished.
Someone's worn my helmet.
Maybe this is your one. This one's a bit loose. This one's a bit loose.
Anyway, it's on my head now.
Just on this, I tell you what, I looked at my Instagram page and all it is just KPI Construction helmets on my head and me carrying on like a pork chop. I thought, I've got to throw some other picks up there. So maybe we get a beer this weekend.
There's enough days to do it. Anyway, we're digressing here. Right, so this week, stop that for me, mate. I'll tell a little story before I go into it, but I went to the cafe during smoko the other day at work and I'm sitting down, I have my eggs. Some lady walks in with a dog. Big Labrador, Golden Retriever, where it was.
And beautiful dog.
Lovely dog, mate. Beautiful dog.
Friendly dogs.
But it's sitting about a foot from my leg and just has and the lady at the cafe is loving it too. And she's giving it a little bowl with water. And then the dog starts slurping it and then it's dribbling all over me. And I'm thinking, stop that with taking your dogs to a cafe or a restaurant. What happened to the old dogs, the old-fashioned ones where you just leave them in the backyard with a kennel and a bag of dog food and a bit of chump? Like, stop that. And I'll tell you what, while I'm at it, stop that putting clothes on your little chihuahuas and I've had a gutful. Like, I had a Rottweiler growing up and we weren't even allowed in the backyard. That's where that dog stayed and that's where it now. You take it for a walk, leave a lead on. To all the dog lovers out there, I'm sorry, but I can't have it when I'm trying to enjoy my eggs and there's a dog drooling next to me and a little bit that hit me Blundstone boots here and I just can't have it. I'm a dog lover, but I'll keep my dog in the backyard, mate. I don't have him running around getting fur all over the joint, drooling all over me, and not if I'm enjoying me poached eggs and avocado and bacon at the cafe. You can't stop that with the dogs in the cafes, and they're starting to rock up in airports and stuff now. I know overseas they do it. It doesn't sit well with me. I'm a little bit allergic. You can understand why I'm a bit passionate about this one. So
the pig's not happy with the dog.
So anyway, stop that. understand why you love your dogs, but leave them at home.
Yes. A lot of people will be filthy with that. I reckon that's not going to go down too well.
I don't know who's more passionate. The Tassie fans after last week with the jumper or the dog lovers out there. I'm about to cop it. I'm not very well liked.
My man Rawson from Virtus in Sydney, geez, he was really upset. He's a Tasmanian boy, and he commented and just goes, do your knowledge, boys. Obviously, it was the heritage jersey, and they're not going to probably wear that one. And here are me and you just picking it apart.
But what? Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm just thinking.
I don't mind the dog in the cafe, so I disagree with you. But putting all clothes and decking them out, you know what? If I had a dog, I don't know what I'd do, but yeah, you're right. A bit of carry on.
I saw a North Face pink jacket on a dog the other day, and it's like, it's not that cold. And then in the same dead set within 10 minutes, I saw a bloke walking a cat. I'm like, geez, what is going on in Port Melbourne?
Play on or out of bounds, walking your cat.
Mate, he was carrying it by the end. The cat didn't want to be on the walk, and this is like,
you can't leave be chaining up your cat. Leave the kitty cat at home if you're going to walk it on that lead.
Your cat doesn't want to be there.
Oh, there you go. Fling me that sign. Huge shout out to our boys at KPI Construction. We love this. This week, I'm not going to go too silly, but I must say, if you're going to be working for a company, you would expect to deliver on the values of the company. Is that correct?
Just do your job at least.
Do your job. Yeah. Bill Belichick, he just says do your job. Well, if you're at Adelaide Oval and you're a security guard and your one job is to keep people off the ground and this bloke's running around like Chris Judd, he's balked about 8 midfielders, he's taken Crouchy, he's even flung Crouchy out, he's running around and I've got 4 security guards and they can't keep up. Mate, this bloke already done a 15-minute vlog on his GoPro. So all of you at Adelaide Oval, security guards, I don't know what requirements are out there, but if it's not a 10 in a beep or something, you need to just switch on. If you can't catch a streaker going around in circles on their GoPro, you shouldn't be working as a security guard. So stop that to whoever's employing these blokes, because they need to protect our boys on the field. And I couldn't believe how sluggish they were. Mate, he was running backwards. And I think he might have even tripped over his own foot. Like my old coach said, you got to get the footwear right. You know what I mean? Like, what are they doing?
I feel like the security guards actually need to wear footy boots. And maybe they missed preseason or something, because I know the exact bloke you're talking about. So he was nowhere.
Oh, mate, I would love to know the requirements of a security guard, because what I saw from this bloke running around with his GoPro out and just sliding around the field, and lucky Keezy got him to the ground, because if he didn't get to the ground, it would have taken these security guards another minute. Now, I don't want them to lose their job, boys. It's just a little hit up. We can always get better, but come on, you got to be able to sprint and tackle these blokes and take them firmly to the ground.
Well, they're around the edge of the ground to stop streakers going on. Not only did they not catch him, but I think the streaker jumped past that bloke's left shoulder too.
Can we get a shot clock, Brado, on how long the bloke was on the field for? I mean,
with the clown music too.
Let's go over under. I'm going to go 24 seconds. No, I'm going to go 18 seconds. Over under.
I'll go 25 from when he jumped the fence.
I was thinking 24, actually.
Oh, there you are. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, 28. I'll go over.
That's actually hard because Crouchy was just grabbing.
Have we got it or we're not going
to
play?
Well, no, they'll obviously clip it up. Brad has a machine, but you can't expect him to put it on live.
I'm looking at the screen going, I've seen him do some stuff.
Oh, there you go. But anyway, to all the security guards are getting a job and can't run over 4 kilometres per hour. Stop that. Righto, Pig. That's all I've got, mate. Again, everyone out there who keep messaging, remember, Instagram, Saturday morning, our specials will go up. If we feel cheeky, we might even put them up earlier, but we need to see the teams. And if you've got any comments and you've got any feedback, any play on or out of bounds scenarios, head to Spotify and comment. Please subscribe, like, share this with your AFL footy friends. We appreciate your support. Pig, what's on for Easter weekend, mate?
I've got a golf day with my mates. I haven't played golf in a while, and you know, I love my golf, so I've got a big golf day on Friday with the boys that I have an annual golf day with, and then quality time with the family. Don't go back to work till next Thursday. Spend some time with the kids. We've got a big Friday with the boys and then a lot of time with the kids.
You're going to eat more eggs or have more beers this weekend?
I've been on a juice cleanse the last 2 days.
Oh, is that right? Yes. You told me you had 4 beers, so the missus, throwing him under the bus.
You fucking dog. Cut that out.
You told me you had 4 beers before the podcast and you're trying to tell me you're on a juice cleanse.
Shit.
You're telling me fibs, are you?
Cut that out, Brad. don't you dare. I'll be fucked.
Happy Easter, everyone. Hope you have a great long weekend. If you're running to the pig, buy him a beer. He's on a juice cleanse. We'll see you next week. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rixeyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.